role as he becomes the head coach of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. That is Mike Sullivan. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm terrific, thanks.
Let me just start with your returning to the role of a head coach. I read a quote from you when this announcement was made that you thought it was just it was about time for you to get back into the role of a head coach. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I've always had aspirations to be a head coach again. And when I retired from playing, I fast-tracked to the NHL as a coach. I was at right off of my retirement as a player. I became the head coach of the Providence Bruins for a year. And then that following season, I was the head coach of Boston Bruins. So it got good to me really early, Mike, quite honestly. And I was a young coach, and to a certain extent, I was trying to figure things out as I went. When I decided to be an assistant coach with Torts, one of the main motivations I did that was because I knew I wanted to be a head coach again. I thought it made sense to work beside somebody that won championships at different levels, that's had success, and work beside someone that that has had great success and would give me an opportunity to learn how he handles the top players, learn how he manages his day-to-day process. And so that was one of my main motivations of being Torts' assistant coach for all those years that I was with him. So I've always had in the back of my mind that I wanted to be a head coach again. And when this opportunity presented itself, it was really it was exciting for me to be a head coach again. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's the right time for me in my personal life. And I'm looking forward to going back to the American League and working with young kids again and having the opportunity to try to help these kids develop and get better and reach their dreams of getting to the NHL.
It feels like over the last, say, 15 years or so, we see more players somewhat forego a stay in the American Hockey League and are propelled into the National Hockey League for, salary reasons, for cap reasons. I just wonder if you can speak to the importance in your mind of the American Hockey League and the development and the importance that teams like Pittsburgh put on development versus maybe other teams that you've been involved with.
Sure. One of the things that excited me about this opportunity is the commitment that the Pittsburgh Penguins organization places on their development process in the American League, their American League team, Wilkes-Barre Scranton being the main cog in that wheel. So I think more and more teams, Mike, are starting to realize that, you know, one of the more prudent ways to become a fiscally responsible, competitive team or organization long term is by drafting well and developing from within. Anytime as an organization you can have your young players that you've drafted that come through your American League team for a year or two or three, and they have an opportunity to push the veteran group or the veteran core of your NHL team or roster spot or ice time or roles with the big club, I think that's really a healthy competition. And when you can do that and have that constant infusion of youth in your lineup, I think it helps your team become more fiscally responsible. The more players that you can have that make positive contributions and to be impact guys and at the same time be on entry-level deals, that's a win-win from an organizational standpoint, especially teams like Pittsburgh or Chicago or teams like that that have a lot of star power where they're allocating a fair amount of their salary cap space to a handful of guys. So I think more and more teams are starting to realize the importance of the development aspect of an organization, and the American League is a huge part of that. And so, you know, I looked at the role that I'm going to play this year within the Pittsburgh organization as a really important role. and I take that very seriously, and I'm going to do everything in my power and bring all of the experiences that I've gained over the years in the NHL and the American League, for that matter, to the table to try to help guys develop and get better.
What about balancing development and the pressure to win? From the fan base. I mean, this is a fan base in Wilkes-Barre Scranton that has seen winning. They've seen winners come through there, and I wonder how difficult a balance it is to sort of keep people on message about development versus necessarily winning or losing.
Well, it's certainly one of the differences of coaching at that level versus coaching at the NHL level, for sure. And it's something that I've been through already once before. When I was the coach of the Providence Bruins, we were in a similar circumstance. That team certainly had a lot of expectations to try to win, but also understand the importance of developing the young players. The way I look at it, Mike, at least based on my experience of being around the game, I think the best environments are the most successful environments are the ones that do have success. And players develop at optimal rates in those circumstances. I don't think it's a bad message to send the players, young players, right from the get-go that, hey, your performance matters. And so, just because you're a first-round pick doesn't mean, you're going to get all the ice time all the time. And I think that's the challenge of the coach. He has to walk the line of creating an environment and an expectation and a standard of excellence, and at the same time trying to walk that delicate line of making sure that, the top prospects get on the ice in certain situations in order to gain the experience that's necessary for them to improve and get better. And that's, I think, the unique challenge of coaching at that level versus some of the other levels.
Mike Sullivan with me here on Hockey Today. It's NHL Network Radio, Series 211 and XM 218. Mike, the head coach of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. I often will ask guys who have been players and then gone on to coaching about some of the influences on them from a coaching standpoint. You mentioned John Tortorella, but along the line, you've also played for guys that are really a who's who of hockey coaches: Jack Parker, Dave King, Pat Burns, just to name a few here. Can you just, speak to the influence that these guys had and sort of what you took from different situations, including working in the National Hockey League as an assistant coach as well?
Sure. I was very fortunate. I played for some terrific coaches over the years. No one was more impressionable on me than my college coach, Jack Parker. Probably because I was young and impressionable at the time, but also because he's a great teacher. And I thought I knew a lot about hockey when I went to BU, and then I realized quickly how much I didn't know. And Jack, I think, was a huge influence on all of us that went through his program there. And he's had a tremendous impact on not only my playing career, but also my philosophies and my convictions as a coach. I had the great fortune to play for Dave King when I was in Calgary. And I thought King was along the lines of Coach Parker. He was a terrific teacher as well. Very well prepared, very thorough, very diligent guy, very articulate. And I really admired his preparation process and how he ran practice. I was lucky enough to play for Pat Burns for a year when I was playing for the Bruins. And I thought Pat had a great command of the bench. Coaching, there's two aspects of it, right? There's the bench manager, and then there's the day-to-day guy that's trying to help guys improve and practice and get better and break down film and really kind of dedicate himself to the process of coaching and helping players get better and improve. And I thought Pat was a guy that really had a great command behind the bench and a great feel. He knew which players to put on the ice at the right times. And to play for him, he used to say to us all the time when I played for him, I can remember it as clear as day, it's your job to play hard. It's my job to figure out who's going every night to get you on the ice as much as I can. And that's a great message that players can receive because, you know, essentially he was telling us that, hey, if you go out there and you play hard, you play well, it's my job to get you on the ice and find you the ice time. And Pat was one of those kind of guys. I thought he had a great feel for the bench. So I was fortunate. I played for a lot of great coaches, and I was, and I don't think I'm unlike any other guys that come out and then become coaches as well. You take a little bit of something from everybody. You make your observation. You say, hey, geez, I like what this guy does, but I might do something a little different here. And at the end of the day, I think, Mike, the most important thing is, for me anyway, is that with all these guys, and as much as I admire their coaching styles and their impression that they've had on me, I think it's important for me to be myself and put my own personality on how I go about my business. And that's something that I've tried to do through the years.
In all of your days playing and subsequently coaching, no Stanley Cups. You got to experience a Stanley Cup victory last year as a member of the Chicago Blackhawks. I just wonder if you could share a little bit of what that was like for you last year to be part of that, and subsequently now, how while you know a welcome opportunity to come and coach again, how difficult it might be to sort of walk away from that to so quickly, so soon after experiencing the elation of a championship.
Well, it was a great experience that I had last year. For the first time, I got an opportunity to work in a different aspect of business, a hockey, other than being a coach, a coach behind the bench, I should say. I worked in the player development department, and my main responsibility was to follow their drafting. And so to have that opportunity was a great learning experience, to sit in their scouting meetings and their personnel meetings was, I think, a terrific experience for me. I think that Chicago obviously is one of the best run organizations in the league. They've won, I think, 3 championships in the last 6 years. They're certainly doing things right. And so to be around that for a year and to take lessons from that was an invaluable experience for me. I was very fortunate because they used me in a lot of capacities. Even though I was their player development coach, I sat in on their pro scout meetings, for example. I established a great relationship with Ryan Stewart, their director of pro scouting, around the trade deadline and any time that trades came up, because I was coaching in the league for so long. I've either had guys that I've coached on our teams or I've coached against guys a lot, and they were seeking my opinions on players, for example. During the playoffs, they asked me to do the advanced scouting for their potential next round opponent. So I was watching the next series throughout the whole playoffs and putting pre-scout notes together for the coaching staff and the management team. So they used me in a lot of capacities. And so for that, I was excited. It was really a neat experience to kind of just experience different aspects of the business other than just, you know, the coaching staff. And so for me, that was an unbelievable opportunity from a learning standpoint. And then just to have the chance to go on the run with them down the stretch. When I was doing the advanced scouting and certainly during the Stanley Cup Finals, I was there for Game 6. I was on the ice afterwards, part of the celebrations. I was with the coaches that after they had won the Cup, Stan Bowman and Norm MacGyver and Al MacGyver get these guys. And just to be a part of it, to be around it, was a great thrill. You know, I've been associated with the NHL for close to 25 years now. The closest I've gotten to winning a Stanley Cup was one of the years when I was the assistant coach of the New York Rangers. We went to the conference finals, and we were 1 win away from the Stanley Cup finals. And so to have the opportunity to actually win the Stanley Cup and play a small part in it was a great thrill for me.
Mike, I really appreciate your time here today. All the best as you get back at it here and jump back behind the bench with the Penguins. Appreciate you being here.
It's my pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Mike Sullivan, head coach of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. as he gets back behind the bench. First time he is a head coach since he was with the Boston Bruins back in 2005-2006. You heard him speak about converting from playing to coaching right away. I mean, he wrapped up his career after four seasons in Phoenix with the Coyotes and then joined the Providence Bruins as their head coach in 2002-03. I was also an assistant with the Boston Bruins that season before taking over full-time as the head coach of the Bruins. He had Norm McIver and Wayne Cashman coaching with him then. Joe Thornton was still with the team back then. Glenn Murray, Brian Rolston, Mike Knubel, Sergei Samsonov. Think of those names here. Andrew Raycroft and Felix Potvin were the goaltenders when he took over as the head coach of the Bruins. Then moved to Tampa Bay as an assistant coach with John Tortorella and eventually made his way to the New York Rangers and to the Vancouver Canucks once again with John Tortorella as one of his assistants and now back as a head coach in the AHL with Wilkes-Barre Scranton. When we come back to hockey today, turn our attention to the Detroit